Hi, guys. Hey,
how'd today go? I know you didn't obviously do the 40 and some of the other drills, but how would you summarize?
Felt good. I felt one of the routes I slipped coming out, but other than that, I felt like I had a pretty solid day, and to show them what I did at the combine wasn't a fluke.
And the reason for not running is you were
satisfied. I was confident with everything I had at the combine, and figured why come in here and just get ready for the position drills and show them what actual football is.
What's it been like training with Rasheed down in Cali?
It was good. It's good to have those veterans around when you're in Cali. Just kind of do pick their mind and be like, you know what works, what didn't. Just kind of get those pointers.
Is it something more helpful when it's someone you're comfortable with?
Yeah, it's definitely nice knowing Rasheed, especially since I can relate back to being a teammate and stuff. So he's kind of there and a comfortable talk to. But after a while, I mean, it's just guys love football, so it's easy to be around them.
Max, I think you got a third-round grade from the advisory board, and now you're being talked about as a possible first. I mean, what has this been like? I guess seeing your name.
You know, it's just hard work. Can't pay attention to that stuff. I got to go in days like this, go out there, show them what I can do, and let everything happen. I mean, what's going to happen is going to happen. I can't control it at this point. I just go out there and work hard, and wherever I get picked, I get picked.
Do you have workouts and meetings and stuff scheduled?
As right now, I don't know. All that goes through my agent, so I just kind of do what he says and stay prepared for everything.
Do you think, Max, about being the first golfer to go in the first round in 10 or 11 years?
I mean, yeah, you want to be that because you have your goals going the first round, but for me, I just want to be drafted. That's why I came out. I want to be a pro. As long as I hear my name called one of those 3 days, I'll be happy.
Nice to give this many scouts a look at your route running specifically. Mm-hmm. Really
yeah, I mean, going out here, showing that I can hit the bag and roll my hips blocking and then go out there and show that I do catch the ball well and go out there and have fun.
Anything specifically you were trying to show that maybe?
I tried from the combine. I try to show them I'm blocking that I can bring my hips through better and they're not as stiff as they think. Hot. You guys aren't hot in here?
I'm working as hard as
you can. Yeah, I got the heaters. Freezing outside. I had 2 jackets on today while I was walking over. Not used to it yet.
Do you step back ever during this process, or do you just kind of have to keep your nose?
You know, it's all a dream right now for me. I mean, I'm living my dream. Not many people can say they do that. So for me, it's one day at a time. Go do work for the day, and then when I finally hear my name called, it'll kind of set in. Like, you know what, I accomplished my goal, and then from there, time to go to work and have fun.
Anybody NFL wise, you feel like you're comparable to?
I want to be like Jason Winder, Kyle Rudolph, knowing that they block very well and run really good routes to catch the ball, and that kind of that complete tight end. So I want to go in the NFL and prove that I can be that kind of guy.
Have you talked with either of those guys?
I worked out with Kyle Rudolph a few times out in California because he's out there training.
Yeah. So any pointers that he's given?
I said, have fun with this process. He goes, you only get this process one time. Draft only happens once in your life. So go out there and have fun and do what you can and just let it kind of work itself out.
Everything you've gone through Indianapolis and now today, I mean, just to reinforce your decision to leave.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. My decision was whatever decision I made, I wasn't going to look back at the other and regret anything or kind of second guess it. I made my decision to come out, and I'm loving every bit of it.
What's up next for you now?
Hit the weight room tomorrow, start training for the next workout I'll have.
Max, when did you know you were going to come out for sure?
For sure, it was after the bowl game, after I talked to my parents. I had a good idea what I was going to do, but I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm coming out and there's something happening. So I made my final decision after the bowl game. I flew home that night, called my parents the next day, and said, you know what, I think this is right for me, and then had my decision that day.
What tipped the decision?
You know, for me and my family. For personal reasons, stuff like that, don't want to bore you guys with all those kind of talks. We'll be here all day. So it was a decision I made for myself, being maybe a little bit selfish for myself, but it's a decision I'm happy with it, and I'm not going to look back.
Was it really hard with the growth of the Gopher program?
It is. I mean, that is the hard part, knowing that I left behind my teammates and my best friends. I mean, they're lifelong friends, the guys I lived with, played with. I mean, we do everything together in college. But knowing that they are in a good program, there's guys in the tight room, they're great guys, and they're going to keep winning. I got no doubt about that. It's just I'm not going to be along for the ride with them.
What's the weirdest pre-draft question you've
had? You know, I haven't had the weird ones since I am underclassmen. Like, you hear some of the stories, guys getting weird questions. For me, the most question I got was why I came out so early. And that's really what a lot of the questions stemmed around was why I was coming out, what I can do, and all those types of things.
Did you have a pretty prepared answer for that? I mean, what
you know,
you telling them?
Prepared? You just go in there and be yourself. I mean, I got nothing to hide why I came out. I mean, I went in there, told them my reasons why I came out personally and how I felt about myself, and I was myself. You know, go in, be a gentleman, be polite, and let everything work out.
Is part of it that you said you're the best tight end in this draft?
You know, I'll never say that because, you know, there's a lot of good tight ends, but I want the combine and this to show that I am considered that. And people that say it kind of helps and reinforce that I could be. But I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, they're bad. No. I mean, everyone paid their dues in college football, and they wouldn't be at the combine or in this process if they weren't great. So I go out there and I try to prove that I can be the best.
How many formal interviews?
21 formal.
Any of those
busy.
Stick out?
You know, they're all about the same. All the coaches have their own methods, but it's just a good process for me. I mean, I've never been really around all the coaches and stuff, so I went into every one, had fun, but was myself.
What's sort of the process in those interviews?
You know, sit down, they ask you about yourself, and then some coaches watch your film, some other things, ask you questions, you know. Just going, whatever they want to find out, they're going to ask you, and I got nothing to hide, so I was as honest as I could be and told them how I was, and hopefully they like me.
Max, you had other Gophers out here competing. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Cedric and Isaac? They did pretty well.
Fast, man. I mean, good for them. I know they've been training hard. I know Ced was out in Florida. Frick dude's here grinding, so it just shows the hard work everyone's putting in. I mean, I feel like everyone had good performance, and felt bad for the couple guys got tight hamstring, but just put all the work in. But everyone came out here trying their best, and even the guys that aren't Gophers, I mean, just an environment. It's football. I mean, we're doing what we love, and we're trying to make a living with it.
Last year, did you come out to Pro Day? Did you?
I was only out here for like a little bit of four's eye class that day.
Okay.
So I wasn't gonna miss. I don't want to do those extra runs.
Did you go the year before that?
My redshirt year.
Yeah.
That was Queese's year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out here for that one, too.
Okay. Did that help at all, just to watch them go
through?
I
think it helped me at the combine.
Yeah.
Seeing what the process was going to be like coming here. And helped out that I only did position drills.
Right.
Because I didn't have to get the, oh, shoot, I'm sore there. You guys can cross that off, I swear, right?
Obviously, with some of the guys that will be back next year, them, watching you go through this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's motivating them, I mean, there's a lot of guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, seeing the guys come out watching and knowing what they're going to do now. Spring ball starting tomorrow. I'm going to come out here, watch them, maybe make fun of them a little bit since I'm relaxed on the sidelines out there working. But, I mean, it's going to be weird to be out here tomorrow watching them work and get after it, because I feel like now I'm out of that loop,
Right.
I'm not a part of it as much, and I'm still best friends. But being out there is going to be kind of cool to watch tomorrow and just see everything from the outside.
How good do you think they can be? I mean, it's just only spring. But
I mean, we missed it by one game. We won Big Ten Championship last year, so sky's the limit for what can happen now with Mitch being a year older, KJ, everyone coming back healthy, and who knows?
What do you think Duke will bring to the table?
I mean, Duke's just a great athlete that's had bad luck in college. I mean, Duke's going to go out there, and Nick Hart, even Lane, they're going to go out there and make plays. I think if you come in spring ball, you're going to see Duke has his confidence back. Duke's moving around great. I've ran routes with him a few times, coming down just kind of get the work in right for this, and Duke looks great. Probably the best he's been here. He worked hard to get back. He's strong. He's fast, and it's going to be kind of fun to come back and watch him play.
Can he catch the ball a little bit like
him? Oh, yeah, he... Duke's a great athlete, like I said. I mean, he goes out there, you ask him to do it, Duke's going to do it, or he's going to try his best doing it. So he's going to go out there, he's going to make plays, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him on the field.
How hard are you pulling for David to get healed up so he can...
I mean, it's one of your brothers. I mean, I wish David could have been out there today, but, I mean, heal the best you can. I mean, this is his life now. I mean, what he does and performs from here on out, it's going to really affect him. So get healthy and pulling for him here, working with him, trying to get him back. And when he's back 100% healthy, you guys know how he plays, so... It's going to be exciting to see him do all this work.
We mentioned Cedric a little bit, his 40 time and his vertical jump and everything. Did you see
what did
else?
He jump? You guys know?
40.
40?
Nice. Did you see anyone else that you thought
there was? I thought Frick was out there running and jumping like crazy on my side. And even like guys like Epping, Bocelli, Harold, everyone looked fast and was jumping today. So it was kind of fun to see you come back after not training with the guys for the first time in I don't know how long, just seeing that they're in great shape and they're out there performing the best they can.
It seemed like Cedric in particular might be a little stronger, more explosive.
Definitely, but you guys know Ced now for what? He's been here 4 years. He works harder than most guys I know. And seeing him come back to Florida, I didn't expect anything less from him to come here and put on a show with his running and jumping, knowing how hard he works and how much he cares about the game.
Yes, what's this overall experience been like? I mean, have there been any surprises? Has it been what you've expected?
You know, every day is different. So, I mean, it was kind of cool to be at the combine. It's different than you expect, but just an atmosphere and no one really gets the opportunity, and it's once in a lifetime. So this whole process for me, it's been once in a lifetime thing, so I'm just having fun with it every day.
You guys good with Max?
All right, guys.
Thanks,
thank you. Thanks for having me, guys. Missed all you guys.